you want more respect and confidence, you gotta raise yourself to a higher consciousness. Being a gent is not just clothes, it's not just status, it's how you carry yourself and become established in fashion and business, lifestyle, etc. Hear interviews from experts, get advice to better you. Sit back, relax, grab your headphones and settle in. This is how we journey in the life of the gentleman. Welcome back, gentlemen, to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman's podcast. And today we are so glad you have tuned in for episode number 51. Today we have a great show prepared for you. We'll be talking a lot about personal appearance and how you can make a great impact with your clothing and also how you present yourself to the world. Remember, you don't get a second chance to make a great first impression. So we'll be diving deep into that, giving you tips on how you can definitely make an impact on that first impression. Also, we'll be having an interview with Mike Taylor. He is a custom clothier. If you're looking for a bespoke suit or a suit that's made to order that's going to fit you perfectly, you definitely are going to want to tune in. He is able to do that for you, and the suits can ship all around the world. He can work with you from anywhere virtually. You'll find out more about his business and what it took for him to really get started and get that business off the ground. You know, there's a lot of us out here who listen to the show or who are just into fashion or business in general, and we haven't yet taken that leap into establishing our own brand or our own business. So this is a show that hopefully will motivate you to step out of your comfort zone and go ahead and dive in. You know, over the last few weeks, we've talked a lot about starting your own brand, building your own brand. And the reason for that is it's very important for you to have ownership over something. That way you control your destiny, you have a greater chance of increasing your income, and you have a sense of pride, and it's definitely well worth the effort that goes into it. As someone who started a brand, I can definitely tell you that it was the best decision that I've ever made. And also, you get a chance to meet a lot of great people along the way. So, if you are interested in starting your own business or starting your own fashion brand, please reach out to me on www.thelifeofagent.com, and I'll be more than happy to work with you in helping you get that established. Also, on that website, thelifeofagent.com, you can get a free copy of our book, The Life of a Gentleman. That is the book that really sparked this movement and where the podcast name comes from. So I think you'll enjoy that as well. Also, before we get started, we want to thank you for being a listener. And last week at the end of the show, I made an announcement that something was in the works for Harrison Blake Apparel, and I'd like to let you know what that is now. You'll be the first to know that we have developed a new monthly subscription club that you can get your hands on. This monthly subscription club is for those that love bold floral ties. This is the Floral Tie Club, and what you will get with the subscription is one absolutely amazing and stunning floral tie every month for only $10 per month. So for $10 per month, we are going to send directly to your doorstep the most fantastic floral ties that you can even start to imagine or think about. This won't be anything ordinary or plain. These are absolutely going to blow you away. They'll be exclusive to the club and available for $10 per month. You can sign up now by visiting harrisonblakeapparel.com. Enough about that. We just wanted to share that with you. Spread the word to all the floral tie lovers. There's not a better deal around anywhere. But now it's time to get into the show. Episode 51, let's get underway. Would you like to increase your style and enhance your wardrobe the easy way? I have just the thing. Harrison Blake Apparel offers a monthly subscription club for gentlemen. What you get is one necktie plus four additional accessories for only $25 per month. That's right, one necktie plus four additional accessories for only $25 per month. Use the code SEASON at checkout for $15 off your first month. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. Welcome back, everyone, to another segment of The Life of a Gentleman. We have on the line with us someone who joined us previously and talked about starting a side business. We had a lot of fun, and we also got a lot of great information out of that interview. We have on the line with us once again, Mr. Darius Roberts. How's it going today?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. It's been a while since we had a chance to talk, but glad you were able to come back on.
I appreciate being here. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we were talking off air, and you know, I thought this would be a great subject to tackle for the listeners, and that is your personal presentation, how you dress. It really affects the way you're treated when you go out or handling business and how people interact with you. I thought we could touch on that a little bit more. Would you be up for that?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the funny thing is, when you go out of the house dressed properly like a gentleman, to me, the level of service that you receive is so much different. It's a whole different experience than when you leave out the house in, let's say, some shorts and flip-flops or some sweatpants and some Nikes. You know, wouldn't you say that's true?
Very true. I can tell you this. I'm laughing because I see that all the time here in the Northwest, you know, so that's why I had to laugh a little bit. I feel like a lot of times people think that dressing up like a gentleman and dressing nice is just for the outside person, but really it's for yourself as well. A huge part of it gives you more confidence, and that's why, like you mentioned, you're treated the way you're treated, a little bit better out there, because of the fact that you have that confidence and you feel good about yourself.
Man, that's a great point you made. You know, it is true. A lot of times people feel like, you know, I'm going to dress up, I'm going to look good, so everybody's like, look at me, but take a look in the mirror, you know? Your confidence level really gets elevated when you know that you've put yourself together properly, too. That's a great point right there.
Oh, absolutely. I know I feel better about myself when I'm wearing a suit or a half a suit or just something that makes me feel good. It gives me some pride and some confidence in my day. Even a nice watch or anything like that, a very nice accessory can just really boost your confidence and you're ready to take on challenges.
Yeah, you know, what do you think are some of the drawbacks of what we call it on this show sometimes, taking days off, you know, just mailing it in? You know, you're like, oh, it's a weekend, I don't really care, I'm just going to throw on, you know, sports team t-shirt and pair of basketball shorts and just run to the store, run some errands around town. I mean, you could do that, but to me, there's some drawbacks there. Can you think of any?
Well, you never know who you're going to run into. You could run into someone that's going to be a huge client of yours, or someone that you may need professionally. And you may not think anything of it at the time of the run-in, but first impressions, as they say, are last impressions, right? So you might run into someone, you know, kind of look a certain way, for lack of a better term. You might look a little bit like a bum, a little bit, you know. And then you may go into a business meeting Monday or Tuesday and see them, and that first impression might be hard for them to shake.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And admittedly, I've had this happen to me, and that was one of the last times I decided to quote-unquote take a day off. Decided to go out, run errands, ran into someone, was talking to them. They were with another person, and they introduced them to me, and it was an opportunity to make a business connection. It really could have helped my business. I was so nervous and so embarrassed about it. I was even almost hoping that they didn't tell the person, you know, what I did professionally, because I just didn't look the part. You know, if they would have said, well, this guy's into fashion, you know, the guy they're introducing me to almost would have laughed, you know.
Right.
I was really embarrassed, and so I probably came across really awkward on that occasion, and the guy was probably like, when I walked away, they're probably like, what's wrong with him, you know?
Right.
Just did not have the confidence at all.
Right, absolutely. No, that can absolutely happen.
Now, have you found that the level of service that you receive is different when you go out, you know, dressed appropriately too?
Oh, absolutely. I like to keep it to fast food if I'm going to be wearing flip-flops and sandals, those type of things. If you're going out to a nice restaurant or those type of things, you want to dress nice and appropriately, and they'll definitely treat you with better respect.
Yeah, I found that to be the case myself. Just on different occasions, you look back and you say, man, we had a great dining experience. But, you know, the manager came over to us. Everyone was attentive. People really do, you know, sad to say, pay a lot of attention to how we look, how we present ourselves. It's just a natural fact of life. People judge you based on your appearance. There is, you know, something to be said for that, I would say.
Oh, absolutely. I always look at it like now she's my wife, but if I was going out on a first date, how would I want to look? And I think about that. So if I'm going out to dinner with my family now, I always try to dress the same way I would as if it was my first date. How would I dress on that first date?
Man, that's a great tip right there. You know, I think a lot of people feel like, shoot, I'm married now, I got kids, I can kind of just slum it a little bit, you know? But you're saying the opposite. You're saying it's not the time to take your foot off the gas, so to speak, and just level down your style. But you're saying go ahead and keep it classy, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Keep it classy. You never know where she might run in two people that she knows, and then there you look, you know, she wants to be able to present you a certain way, you know. You don't want her looking a little bit embarrassed that she's with you. You want her to look, you know, at pride, like, this is my man, and you look like a gentleman, and you have your stuff together.
Yeah, that's funny, too, because, you know, let's say it's a coworker or something that your wife sees, and then, you know, she gets back to work on Monday, man, everybody's kind of laughing because, you know, they saw you, and you were the guy, you know, his hair wasn't really done right, clothes were kind of wrinkly, and you were off, you know, your hygiene, you didn't shave, you know, you weren't lined up. That can be embarrassing for everybody.
Right, don't be that guy, you know.
Oh, man, that's a good tip. Now, what other tips would you have for those listening about the importance of presenting yourself in a proper way?
I would say it goes back to, we talked about this a little bit the first time we spoke, but about being organized and prepared. A lot of times when I come across people that don't really have it together dress-wise, it's because they just weren't prepared for the day. They kind of felt rushed and they were throwing some stuff together, or even like you mentioned earlier, throwing stuff together just to go to the store real quick. If you set out your outfits at the beginning of the week and just say, this is what I'm going to wear and this is for this occasion, and then a nice outfit, even for a Sunday, it may be a little bit more casual, obviously, but just if I happen to go out, this is what I'll wear on Sunday. Just that little bit will have you prepared for the week. You won't feel so rushed to get your clothes together. It'll be right there, because it takes just as much time to throw on something sloppy than it does to throw on something nice if it's organized correctly.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, Dennis Stiles is a regular contributor on the show, and me and him were having the conversation about this. We both have been going through our closets and eliminating, you know, useless items, stuff that just has a horrible fit or that's just outdated, you know, and that's part of the preparation. You know, get that stuff out of there. You know, it doesn't look good. You know, you're not really going to wear it. Just if it's not there, you can't use it. So the temptation to dress down is gone if you don't have anything bummy to wear. That's how we've been looking at it. Yeah, you know, one of the best points to me that you made so far was dressing well for yourself. How do you get your mind wrapped around that? I mean, it might take a little time. How were you able to master that?
I think what you mentioned before about looking yourself in the mirror and just how do I feel when I go out and meet with different business people or someone that I wanted to have my respect and I wanted to have that confidence. And I noticed that if I had on an outfit that made me feel confident and good, I could look them in the eye, shake their hand, and we could have a even conversation. If I didn't feel right about myself and I was a little bit insecure in the conversation, it was one-sided. It was them basically dictating to me how things were going to go. But when I felt confident enough, I was able to have a type of conversation where I could mention points back to them and it was just more even. That was huge to me. So I started noticing the better I dressed, the better I felt, the better I interacted with people. So I really picked up on that over time and I haven't looked back since.
Oh, that's great because, like you said, especially with yourself in business, you know, you really have to be careful because people are going to base their selection or what business they're going to do with you off how you look. I mean, if you don't look right, you think they're going to shell over, you know, $1,000 check to you? You don't even look trustworthy. I mean, so there's something to be said for it, for sure.
And you know, it doesn't take a lot, even if you don't have a lot to begin with. If you just have a favorite suit and a nice watch, that accessory is something as simple as a nice watch on your wrist could give you that little bit of confidence that you need that gives you that edge.
You know, that's a good point. It doesn't take a lot. Sometimes we talk about fashion on the show and guys will email and say, you know, I don't have a lot of money. I'm in college or I just graduated. And, you know, you guys are talking about get this and get that. We're not saying go broke here. I mean, in my experience, really, it almost costs less to dress nice. You know, if you think about it, a lot of the sportswear or casual wear that has name brand, those items can be super expensive. For instance, like a $50 t-shirt or a pair of jeans these days, you know, real trendy, can be well over $100 easy. But if you want to just keep it simple and get some Oxford shirts, white and blue are the best colors to get, man, you can get those on sale for $25. And you can get a pair of slacks, you know, dress pants on sale, you know, $40-$50. You get a couple of those, start mixing and matching with a few shoes. The possibilities really are endless and you're going to look great. And that stuff's all comfortable to wear too.
Great point. Yeah, you do not have to go broke to do it. I know when I first started learning how to do this, I didn't have a lot myself, but I was able to take the few suits that I had, the couple watches that I had that made me feel the best, and then I just built momentum from there.
Yeah, great advice. You know, here's a story about when I was growing up, me and my brother, we had this neighbor. We'd go over his house sometimes. We were friends with his kids, and he would always be dressed up. You know, he'd always have on dress pants, or sometimes he'd have on a suit. It would be on the weekends. Now, this guy, he worked at the post office. You know, we thought, man, he's all dressed up. He's got to be going somewhere. You know, so it's like, where are you going? And you know what he said?
What's that?
Nowhere. He said, this is how I want to present myself, and this is what makes me feel good. You know,
wow.
He says, I do it for me. I don't do it for you, or I don't do it for anybody else. I'm doing this for me. And he said, I feel comfortable this way. And you know what? That stuck with me. I thought about that. Sometimes I still think about him and I say, man, that makes total sense. You know, he's just sitting around the house, you know, watching the game, watching TV, but he feels like a total gentleman. Hey, have you seen that movie with Robert De Niro, The Intern?
Yes.
You know, it makes me think about that movie too. Remember how he had all his clothes laid out and he planned everything out and he shaved every day, and the new younger guys, the millennials, were like blown away by that?
Right. Like, what are you doing, you know?
Yeah, it's like they totally couldn't believe it. Like, this guy's wearing a suit like every day, and it's something to be said for that old school mentality. Myself, I personally like it.
Right, and I can tell a little story. You know, growing up and knowing you, as long as I've known you, you've always kind of had an eye for fashion. In fact, I remember when we went anywhere where there was big groups and you would notice people's outfits, you know, and you would say, that doesn't even match, or what are they wearing that for? You know, you always had an eye for someone that took pride in putting their clothes together properly.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I think that kind of stuff sticks with you. And it's funny how you think back on stuff in the past and how it shapes you and shapes your mentality. But I think definitely today, this could be one of those occasions where somebody listens to this show and they think to themselves, you know what, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to start presenting myself more like a gentleman and take no days off.
And I'll add to that, you know, once you get into the habit, it becomes easy. Because just as easy as you can get into the habit of just kind of throwing on whatever and going, once you get into the habit of shaving, cleaning up, looking right, you won't want to stop. You'll want to keep doing it because it feels really good.
Yeah. Hey, we got to thank you for coming on and giving us these tips and also some of those personal experiences, because we definitely want to make sure that we are well-rounded gentlemen. We can talk about fashion and style all we want, but if you don't have the right mindset and you don't present yourself with good manners, none of it matters. So this is all part of it. So thanks for coming on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll do it again soon.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Welcome back, everyone, to the segment that we call The Gentleman's News on the Life of a Gentleman's podcast, where we talk to somebody who is doing things in the fashion industry or in the business world, even authors sometimes. But today we have somebody who's definitely headfirst diving in to fashion and business. And you might know him on Instagram as Mike T the Gent, but I would like to introduce to the audience Mr. Mike Taylor, CEO of Eminent Style. How's it going today, Mike?
Man, pretty good, man. Just want to say thanks for having me on, man. Let me come on and talk to the people, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've been a fan for a while. That was one of the reasons I reached out and wanted to have you come on the show, is because there's so many guys out here that love fashion to death, you know? But the thing about it, what I like about you, is you actually took the initiative to start up your own brand. That's not a small undertaking. So if you would, kind of just let us know exactly what it is that you've created, and perhaps tell us why you also decided to go and undergo this venture.
Definitely. Man, well, I'm starting out, man. I worked for other suit companies. I worked for, you know, your Joseph A. Banks and your Brooks Brothers. Kind of always been inspired by fashion in general. But working for those companies, man, kind of lit a fire under me. I liked what I did. And so I wanted to do it for myself as well, man. Because, you know, my background in school was business. So, and I've always had a spirit of an entrepreneurial spirit. And so marrying the two just made sense to me. I'm owning my own business and fashion, marrying those two, man, was a no-brainer. And so, you know, that's kind of what sparked it. And then also, I'm a bigger guy. Just being able to find things that fit the way I wanted to fit, it was a bit of a struggle, you know. And everything is super big, or it's not your size. So wanting a certain look, wanted to make sure my clothes are tailored and tapered a certain way, I was like, hey, why not go ahead and create your own? Because there seems to be that void in the industry anyway. So go ahead and create it. And not that we don't create things for everybody, but of course, myself being a bigger guy, I wanted to, fill that void. So.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. You know, a lot of businesses are created out of, necessity or innovation. And I totally agree with you, too, on the fit of a suit. You know, myself, I'm a 44 regular. The cut of that suit, man, sometimes it can be way too baggy.
Yeah, not to cut you off, but that's the thing with custom, man, is because, 44 regular and that's your size, but it's still not made for you, you know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
You got to worry about the square of the box shoulder, and you have a slope shoulder, it's not going to look right, So it's not made specifically for you or with you in mind. So that's the problem that you run into. And so that's why I created Infinite Style and wanted to build my own brand and my own business, because there's a certain look that I want that I try to put out there. And in order to obtain it, it has to be custom.
Yeah, I like that. It makes perfect sense. That custom fit, I mean, looks really great. As I mentioned, everyone has to check out your Instagram. You can see that the fit is impeccable. So that makes everything look so much better. But I want to dive in for just a moment to the business part of it and ask a couple questions, because a lot of us, when we start out starting a business, our family and friends sometimes look at us like a little bit like we're crazy. I'm just curious, did anybody raise an eyebrow when you said you wanted to try this?
Not really, and I have to be completely honest with you, because I'm not full-time into the business yet. I still do work a full-time job, but everyone was pretty supportive because they know my passion for clothes or passion for fashion. Not trying to rhyme or nothing, but
right.
They know the passion that I have. They know I've always wanted to own something of my own, business-wise. So no one really raised an eyebrow. Everyone's very supportive. My wife, my whole family, they pushed me like, hey, yeah, go for it. Yeah, man, I have a great support system. So no raised eyebrows or drawbacks or pushbacks. Of course, my wife always, she makes me think of things that I may not, at first think of when I come up with an idea. But she's been very supportive of me and my business venture. So.
Oh, man, that is beautiful to hear that you have that support. And, it's also great that it lines up with your passion. Like you said, that passion for fashion, so it made sense for you to dive into this. But what was the biggest hurdle or obstacle that you encountered when starting this up? It looks like it's going great now, but of course, it's not always going to be very easy.
Definitely, man. The biggest hurdle was me myself, just pretty much getting out there and doing it. I mean, you can have ideas all day, man, but if you don't put any action behind it, it's just going to remain that, an idea. So the biggest hurdle was me putting my ideas into action and actually making it happen. Of course, there's some things, as far as competition-wise, you look at that, it's like, man, they might be a little bit better than me. There's a bunch of, guys jumping into the bespoke game, and there might be, there's competition. So you look at that as a hurdle, but ultimately, man, you can find your niche. And like I said, the biggest hurdle was me. And once I got over that and actually decided to put my ideas into action, man, it was smooth sailing. It was not smooth sailing. We were off to the races. I'll say that. It's nothing smooth sailing when you're owning your own business, but we were definitely off to the races once I, decided to put it into action.
Yeah, that's great to hear, that the part that I like is encouraging for everybody is that you have to put in the work. Like you said, we all have ideas, but they're nothing if you don't, work for it and put in that hard work, and it seems like you've done that. Can you let us know a little bit about your company, Infinite Style, and exactly what is it that you offer and how you guys are a little bit different from maybe just going to a department store and trying to pick out something? Because it looks like you got some great designs with the fabric and stuff like that.
The name of the company is Infinite Style. We do custom suiting, sport coats, dress shirts. And so we try to do do something a little outside the box. Some guys I've encountered, they like simple, but they like the fit, you know, that department stores or off the rack can't offer. And so we, of course, will create pieces for that client. But I tried to do something a little different, whether it's switching up the stitching colors on the button on the sleeves, as far as having functional buttonholes, or doing something funky with the lapel, or something like that. Just something that's very subtle, but that still grabs your attention at the same time. And so that's what I try to do with Eminent Style, because my style, I like to call it corporate flair.
Yeah.
So I'm a very simple, classic guy. And notice I said classic guy, not classic man. That's been so overused. But I try to be a classic guy, man, corporate flair. I draw huge inspiration from the older guys, like Harlem Knight. That's one of my favorite movies, or Great Gatsby. So I try to do that in my own personal style, but with Eminent Style, I incorporate that. And also, man, just give the customer what they want. That's the important thing. And while I'm doing so, I like to educate them on certain things in fashion, because there are rules to fashion, you know. Some of them you can kind of buck the trends and buck the rules, but there are rules to fashion. So we try to fall in line with some of those rules and just give the customer what they want.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a personal experience when somebody places an order with you. I get the impression that you kind of walk them through the process, and you're there kind of coaching them every step of the way. Is that right?
Yeah, we definitely do, man. A lot of course, we work with clients all over, but here I am in Texas, locally based in Texas, and when we do local consultations, man, I meet with you face-to-face, and whether it be at a cigar lounge or a coffee shop or something like that, and we're sitting there, I'm discussing with you what your style is, what your end goal is, what are you looking for, what are you trying to obtain, and then, you know, we go from there. I pull out my books, man. I'm showing you the different fabrics, different patterns, and things that we have to offer, and then we sit down with that pattern, design the suit from the lining, the style, whether you want single breast, double breast, what type of butt you want, just everything, man, the whole nine. So yeah, man, I like to walk you through the process, and then I have some clients who kind of know what they want, they have it in mind, and they just a quick, hey, let me pick out some fabrics here, I want it to look like this, 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 and get their measurement, and that's all. But for the most part, man, I do like to walk the client through the whole process.
Yeah, it seems like that's a nice touch, personal touch, and when they get the finished product, I'm sure that they're, you know, smiling from ear to ear once they see that perfect fit. There's probably nothing like it.
Oh, yeah.
That leads me to this. What's been the best experience so far, or perhaps we could say your proudest moment since you founded the company?
Proudest moment, man, was just some of the feedback from some of the clients that I get. Like, it's exceeded what I thought it would be, or just the feedback from the clients have probably been my proudest moment. Of course, looking to work with some celebrities, and that would be a huge highlight as well. But right now, man, it's just, you know, that feedback, that positive feedback that I've gotten from clients, has been great.
Yeah, I can tell, you know, that I can hear the pride in your voice, and that's another reason I wanted you to come on, is because, you know, like I mentioned at the outset, there's a lot of guys, especially on Instagram, that, you know, they love fashion, but they really want to do something, but they haven't really taken that leap yet. You know what I mean? What advice would you give those people that are been thinking about it for a while? You know, maybe they want to start a necktie line, or go into bespoke clothing, or they have an idea for a shoe company, something like that. What advice would you give to them?
Man, go for it. I know that's very simple, but I mean, that's it, man. Don't stand in the way of your own success. You know, have faith and believe in yourself, man, and just put it out there, man, and go for it. Take that step. Like I said, yourself can sometimes be your biggest hurdle, and once you get past that, it's off to the races. So my advice, like I said, would be to go for it.
Oh, that's perfect advice. You know, just go ahead and dive in, right? Why be scared?
Yeah. I will say, make sure you do your research and make sure you know your industry. But man, go for it.
Yeah, once you figure that out, yeah, you're right. Just kind of dive in, and you'll figure it out as you go along, won't you?
Definitely, man. That's the thing that research and studying, man, you won't learn. It's going to be experience. You're going to have to experience kind of trial and error, you know what I mean? So there's some things that you have to go through, you know, in order to get those lessons. So
yeah, you know, I was also looking at your Instagram, and this isn't really about the business so much, but it says you're a sports fanatic, and so I'm going to have to ask, what's your teams? Who do you like?
Man, I am a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan, man. I am a huge Dallas Cowboys fan. America's team, of course. and for basketball, I am a Dallas Mavericks fan. But all my native DFW people are going to hate me for this. But I have baseball, I'm a Yankees fan. I'm not a Texas Rangers fan. I don't hate the Rangers, but I am a Yankees fan.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Myself, I like the Pistons and the Lions. I think, you know, we chatted about that briefly. So, you know, yeah. You can say a prayer for me. For the
hey, man, you know what? I pray for people I come in contact with. So I'm definitely going to be praying for you, man. Hope that season goes well.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, it's always fun to chit-chat about sports a little bit and get to know people. But, yeah, looks like your Cowboys probably going to have a pretty nice season this year, I would say.
Man, I sure hope so, man. That, you know, we revamped that secondary, so we're going to see what we do, man. But I think we'll have a pretty decent season.
Yeah, so I guess if somebody wants to make a suit consultation on Sunday, that's questionable then, huh?
I mean, we can do it at a sports bar.
There you go.
We can have the cigar lounge in front of the TV. I don't mind measuring you while the game is on, you know.
Yeah, I like that. You can multitask, right?
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
Hey, well, Mike, man, I've had a lot of fun on this conversation, but before we close out, I would like for you to let people know how they can get in touch with you, because it sounded like even if we don't live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we can still get with you and make an order. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. You most definitely can. Like you mentioned before, my personal Instagram is at Mike T the Gent. That's Mike T _ the Gent. Or you can reach me on IG as well with the business page. It is at Eminent Style. That's EMINENT Style. Or you can email us at EminentStyleCustoms@gmail.com. It's customs with an S at gmail.com. Or you can reach us on Facebook, Eminent Style. All the forums, man, all the social media forums, we're on there. So you can definitely find me. And just reach out to me if you're out of state. The way I do it is if you have your measurements or need to get your measurements, I find a local tailor for you if need be and send you to them to get your measurements, send them to me, and we go from there. But, yeah, I am very reachable and available.
All right. That's good to know. Definitely want to keep in touch and think about that for all the gentlemen that are listening for your next suit purchase. You definitely want to get in touch with Mike. And hey, we thank you so much for joining us on the podcast, and hopefully you can come back on in the future, give us an update, or just chit-chat, and we can talk about sports a little bit more.
Oh, yes, sir, most definitely, man, and thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. We had a great time. Well, gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the Life of a Gentleman's podcast, and today we had a great show for you. Like we said at the outset, we were going to talk about personal style, and we did that. Hopefully you got some tips or some reminders to help you think about how you can put your best foot forward. You know, all of us want to make that great first impression, and that really leads to other things, making good connections, opening up doors, collaborations, things of that nature. The sad reality is people are going to judge you based off how you present yourself and based off how you dress and carry yourself. So you want to step out with style and you want to step out with confidence. But before we close out, we want to send a special thank you to Darius for joining us once again on the show. Also to Mike Taylor from Eminent Style who joined us. Don't forget to check him out for your custom clothier needs. If you need a suit, and I'm not talking about an ordinary suit, if you need something that's really going to blow people away and just really be the standout suit in your closet, you need to check him out. You can follow him on Instagram at Eminent Style or www.eminentstylecustoms.com. They are the guys to see for the perfect suit for your wardrobe. And thank you to you, the listener, for tuning in. If you could do us a favor, though, could you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes? Very simply, it just takes a few minutes of your time, and it really helps us so much to get this information out to other people that are interested in fashion, business, and the gentleman's lifestyle. Also, a shout out to our producer, Deandra Marie. As always, she does another great job for us. And to all the contributors that have been on the show in the past, thank you as well. And we look forward to speaking with you again next week. As always, if you have an idea for the show or there's a subject you want us to tackle, drop us a line, podcast@HarrisonBlakeApparel, and we'll be more than happy to tackle that subject for you. Until next time, gentlemen, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit HarrisonBlakeApparel.com.